Blog Talk Radio.
This could be you.
I thank y'all who are that I made
you.
He got me out of the matrix.
You.
I got a new beginning.
Be you.
I no longer live as
in you.
I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded the better in me. I got new eyes. He changes things. Something you see on the movie.
You.
I thank y'all who are that I made
be you.
He got me out of the matrix.
Be you.
I got a new beginning.
Be you.
I no longer live as in
you.
I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded the better in me. I got new eyes, it changes things, something you see on the movie, yeah.
It's something my heart is telling me, it's something right in this church. I close my eyes and I feel, something sitting right with this worship. Deep in my heart I feel guilty, they really run this like a business. Running service back to back like clockwork, I feel like I'm singing for Disney. I ain't never even met the pastor, the choir members don't even know my name. I stand here looking like a pastor, nobody even got a face with a shame. Everybody acting like this is normal, sometimes don't even say the word good morning. I might be only one with the discernment, I can hear the preacher watering down the sermon. But I was searching for some answers, cause in my life I was going through some problems. Even if I had to fake some dances, I was looking for somebody to solve them. Time and time again I was let down, dealing with Christians they will disappoint you. Don't put your trust in men. This is my real life testimony.
I thank y'all who are that I made
you.
He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I
owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded the better in me. I got new eyes. He changes things, something you see on the movie. I thank y'all who are that I made
you.
He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I
owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded the better. I got new eyes, he changes things, something you see on the movie, yeah.
The system was never designed for us, we never been completely set free. I studied the law like a syllabus, we still in the land of our enemy. Nothing new under the sun, we still complaining, we miss Mitzrayim. We can summon the power above, he is the right hand in the Shemayim. If I tell you he walked this earth, would you believe me? Would you believe? He was in fashion from dirt, he's a begotten perfect seed. Perfect example, the phenotype, ain't arguing over no Edomite. The moment is now, we must get it right. Stop mimicking darkness and be the light. We settled for chump change when the world was created for your dominion. So many layers of lies, we gon' peel it back, back like an onion. There is no fear if you walk with Yahuwah. If you try to deceive, guaranteed to consume ya. But you got another chance if you repent and make a change.
I thank y'all who are that I made
you.
He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I owe him my life.
He is the potter, cause he molded the better in me.
I got new eyes.
He changes things, something you see on the movie. I thank y'all who are that I made
you.
He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I owe him my life.
He is the potter, cause he molded the better in me.
I got new eyes,
he changes things, something you see on the movie. I thank y'all who are that I made
you.
He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I owe him my life.
He is the potter, cause he molded the better.
I got new eyes,
he changes things, something you see on the movie. I thank y'all who are that I made
you.
He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin.
I owe him my life.
He is the potter, cause he molded the better.
I got new eyes,
he changes things, something you see on the movie screen.
Welcome, 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 everybody. This is Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. And, well, once again, it's on, y'all. We're having another unorthodox type of show today. I'm having technical difficulties, all right, on my end. And I'll be starting this show up at 5:30, okay? I still came on today. But this show is set up for only 15 minutes. I know, right? I know. I did that on my own, my bad, you know, right? But I got the next show set up at 5:30, and that's when we're really going to get into it. So so we're just going to hang out on here until 5:30, and then we're going to hang up with this show and then call right back for the, you know, the start of the second half of the show, basically. You know what I'm saying? So this was considered part one. And for this part one, I think I'm going to do something different. I'm going to try to set it up to have open dialogue in the next show that we're about to start up at 5:30. So y'all just hang on tight and bear with me, all right? And mainly to my panel, those that called in, at about 5:28, 5:29, we're going to hang up, and we're going to call right back at 5:30, all right? So that way we, you know, it can be like normal. But so for this show, I just want to play a little something, dealing with Paul. And, it, you know, it takes a little minute. It takes about 5-6 minutes to get it all out, maybe even up to 10. So that'll be real good to set up for the next show as a open discussion, open topic. Hit on Paul, hit on Esau. We can drift, man. I'm in love with the drift, you know. We can start our conversation. Last show we was talking about Esau, and, you know, we took our shot at it, you know. There's some brothers that did their studying and come out with Esau is the Arabians over there in the Middle East. And some brothers, he's studying it once again, they come up with all white people are Esau. You know, and then there are all the brothers who say, no, just the Jews that are Israel. They're Esau. They're Amalek, you know. So we're all over the place with this. And I just think that it could be reckless because there got to be a certain line that something we're missing. There got to be a line to separate Japheth from Esau lineage. So. Well, that's where I'm at with it, and I don't know everything. I'm not a teacher, y'all, man. I'm an everyday person, and I'm like y'all. I'm trying to listen in and learn and you know, take my little shot on it with this radio show, you know? So any questions, y'all tune on in, 563-999-3490. That's 563-999-3490. Well, I'm going to ask you to call in after 5:30. Because, well, if you do it now, you know, we might not be able to get your comment or question in because we're going to end this particular show, well, let's say about 5:29, and then we'll start up the regular show at 5:30. Because when I set this show up, I only put 15 minutes on it. I know, right? See, I usually do about an hour, you know, or an hour and a half or so, you know. And we go over, you know, usually be about a two-hour show normally. So I only set this one up 15 minutes, so. I know, man. I've been stressed out, man. That's the reason why, right? But anyway, without further ado, let me see who done called in and my panel and all of that. One second.
Put y'all on speakerphone. All right. Error code 318. You are on air, brother.
Shalom, brother.
All right. Shalom to you. I hope you got the message of this show right here that we're on right now. You know, it's the standard time that we usually start up. But I have to cancel this one, brother. This one right here is going to be only for 15 minutes. Well, we'll say 29 minutes or whatever like that, and we're going to hang up with this show, and then I need you to call right back to tune in for the tune in again for the show. All right, so what I'm going to do, though, I'm going to set it up to where we'll have an open discussion on the next show, all right? I'm going to play this clip, brother, and I want to hear your questions about it, all right? So let me put you on hold,
and I'm going to play this clip, and I want to, you know, get your feedback on it. All right?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold right now. All right. And I'm going to play this clip here and see what you think about that. All right. This is
one of the messages that I've been wanting to deliver for a long time. And I guarantee it's one of them things that when you first come into the truth, it's like in the back of your head. You're like, but what about what Paul said? Because when you first come into the truth of who you are, of who we are, you think about the contradictions of Paul's letters. I mean, or the appeared contradictions of Paul's letter in contrast to God's laws, right? And so when you, this is why I've been wanting to deliver this message for so long. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, by his own account, by his own words, that's what he said. The letters that he write, right? The letters that he wrote to the Thessalonians, to the Corinthians, to the Romans, as we get into this message, I'm going to show you where these places are, where Rome was, you know, back in these days when he was writing these letters, where Corinth was. He wrote the letter to the Corinthians. Where is Corinthian? Where is that at? These are all European nations, white European nations, to the Galatians, right? To the Thessalonians, right? listen to me good. To the Philippians, right? You ain't hear him say to the Ethiopians, right? You didn't hear him say to the Africans. But to, I got so much I want to say on this subject, and I don't want to skip over what I want to say. Let's get to the scriptures. Ephesians 3 and 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. Romans 11, 13. I am talking to you Gentiles. And so as much as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I take pride in my ministry. Listen to this. In Genesis 10 and 5, I believe, it says, by these were the isles of the Gentiles created, right? Genesis 10 and 5. Before that verse, it lists which nations would be, which nations, which people group the Gentile nations would come from. For example, Chittim, the Romans came from that line, right? Ashkenaz, we ain't got time to get into that, right? But listen to me good, because this is so deep. So here's Paul saying that I am the apostle to the Gentiles, and just so happens all of his letters are written to the descendants of those people from Genesis 10 and 5. Where the Bible said that by these were the isles of the Gentiles created, just so happens his letters are written to the descendants of people who would be considered Gentile nations today. So listen, when we just quoted right now, we had quoted Ephesians where he says, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. Then we quote Romans, to the Romans, to the Ephesians. Oh, God, I, like I said, I'm going to have to put up some pictures so you can see where these places are, to the Romans, to the Ephesians, to the Corinthians, right? Who says that? To the Americans. Who says that? To the Britons. Who are, what? We were never a people who used these type of words and to identify ourselves. We were the Israelites. We come from a tribe, the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Benjamin. We were a tribe people. We identified ourselves from the tribes we came from. We didn't identify ourselves as the Galatians, the Philippians. We didn't identify ourselves as that. Oh, this is going to be good. I hope y'all listen. This is going to be good. Like I said, I'm going to put up some pictures so y'all can see where our brother Paul was writing his letters to. He didn't say to the brothers in Africa. He didn't even say to the brothers in Persia. He said to the Gentile nations. God help me preach this thing. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians. What? In God, the Father, and Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 1 and 1. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with him through the churches, listen to this, in Galatia. Well, I think this is so interesting, right? Because if you see the Old Testament, right, you got names like Jeremiah. Oh, God, help me preach this thing. Zephaniah, Zechariah, right? You got names like Ananias, King Hezekiah, Israelite names, black people names, right? If you go to the Old Testament, right, and I've already read for y'all Jasher, and I was just reading to y'all Jasher. I did this scripture called, the sermon called Moses, the King of Ethiopia, showing you how most of the Old Testament, of all of the what they call the old books, were all written in Africa, right? Everything was in Africa. Right, you even seen the king of Africa. You seen the king of Ethiopia. You seen all these different things, right? In Egypt, all these places that Persia, all these places that took place around Africa, what they call the Middle East today. But you know, the Middle East was part of Africa as well, right? But listen to this. Then all of a sudden, you get to the New Testament, and the names change: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Who names are those? Who names they? How you go from Jeremiah, Zechariah, Zephaniah to Mark? Let's just play clearly, because I don't want to make this be too long, and I'm speaking around because I'm trying not to offend nobody. So let me just speak plainly. Those are white names. Mark, right? John, that's a white person's name. From Zephaniah, that's a black person name. Hezekiah, that's a black person name. Ananiah, Joachim and Joachim, all that's black people name. Right? Let's be real here. Right? Then you switch over to say to the Romans. God, this is finna get good. This is finna get good. So you even in 1 Corinthians in 1:1, Paul starts by saying, this letter is to the Corinthians, right? So he didn't say this letter. Think about this. Paul, who is our brother, did not say in one of his letters, this is to the black people scattered worldwide. This is to the 12 tribes of Israel who have been scattered worldwide, or who have already been taken from our lands and who are lost. He didn't say this is to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. When Christ came, oh God help me, when Christ came, he said, I'm come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Christ said that I'm looking for the people that's going to get scattered. Matter of fact, he says in Luke 21:24 that they're going to be scattered into all nations. That's what Christ said. But Paul, I'm trying not to get so heated and nothing goes so far. But Paul, in all his messages and all his letters, said, this is to the Thessalonians. This is to the Romans. Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles. Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles. This is to the Colossians. Oh, God. This is to the Philippians, right? This is to the Philippians. This is to the Ephesians. These are to you. Even the letters he wrote to Timothy, Timothy was his assistant, and even his letters he wrote to Timothy was for the Gentiles. So what am I saying? Because this is going to get deep. What am I saying? First of all, let's get into this. 1 Corinthians 1:9, because we have to talk about this, because this is, I swear, a lot of people, we are back and forth, we're in between, because we're trying to figure out, and I'm going to help you with this message, because do I follow God's laws or do I follow Paul? That's what this is all about, because it appears that Paul says for us not to follow God's laws. I'm not saying that's what he says, but I'm saying it has been interpreted like that from the Christians. So do I follow the things Paul instructed, which Paul written almost the whole New Testament? I think 15 books. So do I follow what he said, right? Or do I follow what God said? Listen to this, 1 Corinthians 9:20. This is Paul. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. Listen to this. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law. But to those under the law, I became like one under the law. Who are those under the law? He's talking about the Jews. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jew. To those under the law, I became under the law, so as to win them under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law. Though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law. Wait, so you ain't free from God's law, but you are under Christ's law? So Paul is saying he's Jew and he's a Gentile. This is what he's saying, right? So as to win those not having the law. But who are those under the law? Those are the Israelites. Those are the Jews, right? And the 12 tribes of Israel scattered worldwide. And who are those that are not under the law? Those are Gentiles. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. So Paul's letters and his writings, he's speaking to the Gentiles. And some of the letters in his writings, of course, in a verse here and a verse there, he's speaking to us, because he said, to those under the law became as one under the law. But in other places, he's speaking to them. And that's why Peter said, oh, my God, do I got the scripture? That's why Peter said that it was confusing and that people don't understand Paul's writings. 2 Peter 3:16, he writes the same way in all his letters, speaking to them, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort as they do other scriptures to their own destruction. Paul's writings and his letters are hard to understand because in some verses he's speaking to you, but in other verses he's speaking to them. What are we saying? What am I saying? What is my overall message here, what I'm saying? I'm saying that anytime you read anything in one of Paul's letters to the Corinthians, to the Romans, to the Philippians, to the Ephesians, to the Gentiles, anytime you read anything in his scriptures, in his letters, that contradicts God's laws, you are to follow God's laws over Paul's writings. That's what I'm telling you. And we've had this argument, we've had this discussion over a few things that y'all don't like in God's laws, that y'all would much prefer to follow what Paul said, like the bishops, right? I want to get into some deep things, but I don't want to go too far. But my point is, y'all do understand that anything that you see in Paul's writing, that's why he said to those under the law, I became as one under the law. And he even said, though I'm not free from God's law myself, but I am under Christ's law, but I'm not free from God's law because he is one of us. We are not free from God's law because God's laws was given to us. Oh, God. But if Paul's letters seem to contradict God's laws, you follow God's laws. Acts 5:29, Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings or rather than man. That's Acts 5:29. We must obey God rather than man. And then to go to Deuteronomy 13:1, the laws of God, which I like to adhere always to the laws of God. If it's not in the laws of God, we shouldn't. I mean, the laws were given us. I'm going to get more than that in a minute. And people keep asking me, Leo, what laws are we supposed to follow? What laws are we not supposed to follow? And I don't know what laws of God I'm supposed to be under. So I've been compiling God's laws, a list of all his laws, 613 laws, give or take. There's more or less, depending on how you want to list them. But you can go to my website at leodunson.com, and I believe it's leodunson.com/God's Laws. If not, just go to leodunson.com, and in the menu, you can hit God's Laws. And I'm starting to list all of the laws. But, you know, y'all give me some time to compile it to make it – I'm trying to make it make sense for us today so we can understand it. That's what I'm trying to do. So I'm going through them all. I think I'm on 300 and something right now. All right. So listen, let me continue. Deuteronomy 13:1. Because listen to this. If a prophet, I'm gonna go quickly because I want to finish this up. If a prophet or one who foretells by dreams appears among you, announces to you a sign or a wonder, and if in the sign or wonder spoken of takes place, the prophet says, let us follow other gods. Gods you have not known, meaning gods your fathers didn't know. Let us, so Christians tell you that you do not have to follow the laws of God. But that is something, that is an ideal, that is a principle, that is a God that your fathers have not known, meaning your ancestors have not known. You don't have to follow the laws of God. Well, my ancestors followed the laws. And you're coming to me telling me that I don't have to. T.D. Jakes, you're coming to me telling me I have to follow the laws. Joel Osteen, you're coming to me telling me I don't have to follow the laws of God. What are you talking about? God said in Deuteronomy 13:1-5, if any prophet, any preacher, any teacher comes to you and tells you, hey, let's follow other gods. Let's follow something that your ancestors had not done. And let us go and worship them. You must not listen to the words that the prophet or the dreamer says. The Lord your God is testing you. Oh, God, he's testing us to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. It is the Lord your God who you must follow, and him you must serve. Keep his commands and obey him. Serve him and hold fast to him. The prophet or a dreamer must be put to death for inciting rebellion against the Lord. Y'all get what God is saying. God is saying, cut that person off. Do not deal with them. Kill them. Be away from them. Oh, wait, Leo is advocating violence. No, I am not. No, I am not. Y'all understand what God's laws are saying, right? Okay, so we are not to follow after what the Gentiles are doing. Paul was sent to speak to the Gentiles. Oh, this is so good. This is so good. Paul the Apostle to the Gentiles. Paul the Apostle to the Gentiles. I got so much I got to say. I got so much I want to say. So you are not to follow the ways of the Gentiles. As I read earlier, Paul said that to those under the law, which is us, the Israelites, he said he became as one under the law, right? And he said to those that are not under the law, he became as one not under the law. You are the ones that are under the law, us, the Israelites, right? And because we live in a Gentile nation, we have gone after following the ways of the Gentiles, and that is why we continue to be cursed and downtrodden and at the bottom of all societies. Oh, I'm going to get into something. This is going to get so good. Listen to this, Jubilee 1 and 8. For they will forget all my commandments.
All right, all right. Let's open up the mic back up. All right, brother, what'd you think about that so far?
Man, I believe the brother is all over the place, and he some understanding. His understanding is you know, I mean, those are questions that people will ask, you know what I'm saying? But it leads to, you know, as far as like with Paul was a Hebrew Israelite himself. He spoke to, as far as like the Gentiles, like, okay, we were Gentiles ourselves, you know, mind state, before we came into this truth, right?
Right.
And I'm not saying that it wasn't some literally Gentile nations that he wasn't dealing with. I know he was dealing with, you know, some, you know, Caucasians, you know, things like that. But yet and still, though, with the law of the Most High God, that's dealing with the body. You see, when you go into the Apocrypha in Second Esdras, it tells you about that wicked heart that was given to Adam. The law was given to our people, and our people went against it. Even when Christ walked, you know, was walking around, the scribes and Pharisees was pushing that. You know, they were saying, you know, wear your fringes, you know, wear your, you don't have this on, Christ, and how can you do this? You know, going against the things of the law. They were saying that he was going against the things of the law, but he was showing them what the law was supposed to bring us to. You see what I'm saying? The same as when you go and you listen to Paul or read about Paul, yeah, he talks and Gentile. He talked to the Hebrew. He talked to Israelites and
right.
Gentiles.
Hey, Brother Jet. I don't mean to cut you off right there, Brother Jet. But what we're going to do, we're going to hang up here in a minute, and I'm going to ask you to call right back, man, and we're going to open up the show again, and then we're going to dive into it, man. Yeah, we're going to start this whole thing back over, brother, because, I need to start this show back over, so I need everybody to kind of stay tuned and tune right back in. The show is going to come right back, all right? So we're going to hang up, and then I need you to call right back, brother.
Okay.
All right? All right. And
all right.
Call right back in, and bam, then everything will be right. So let me go and end this show, and shalom, shalom to you, and we're going to tune right back in, brother. All right. Call right back. I'm going to end it right now.
All right.